Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 20th of June 2022. The Bible reading today is Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 21. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Today's article, titled Trustworthy Love, was written by Monica LaRose. Why can't I stop thinking about it? My emotions were a tangled mess of sadness, guilt, anger, and confusion. Years ago, I'd made the painful decision to cut ties with someone close to me after attempts to address deeply hurtful behaviour were merely met with a dismissal and denial. Today, after hearing she was in town visiting, my thoughts had spiralled into hashing and rehashing the past. As I struggled to calm my thoughts, I heard a song playing on the radio. The song expressed not just the anguish of betrayal, but also a profound longing for change and healing in the person who'd caused harm. Tears filled my eyes as I soaked in the haunting ballad, giving voice to my own deepest longings. Love must be sincere. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 12, verse 9, a reminder that not all that passes for love is genuine. Yet our heart's deepest longing is to know real love. Love that isn't self-serving or manipulative, but compassionate and self-giving. Love that is not a fear-driven need for control, but a joyful commitment to each other's well-being. That's the good news, the gospel. Because of Jesus, we can finally know and share a love that we can trust, a love that will never cause us harm. To live in His love is to be free. Let's pray. Loving God, every day it seems I need to learn once again the difference between real and counterfeit love. Help me to learn how to taste Christ's love and share it with those around me. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.